Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in. This Saturday, it's 8:31, 2013. It's 8 o'clock. This is Watch Your Ruth. This is my program here, there, and everywhere, where we talk about just about anything we want to, huh? Lunatic fringe or not. Maybe even some truth in a very confusing world. Father God, are you listening today? Do you listen to the cries of your people, Father? Do you listen to the sorrowful cries of the people, Father? Because our souls are exceedingly sorrowful. We look around the world, we have to just shake our heads. You have asked us to obey our leaders and honor them, but we have broken, deceitful, self-indulgent, flesh-eating leaders. Father God, can you please send us a leader, a righteous man, one that's filled with the Holy Spirit, can lead, guide, and direct our paths into the right way? Where the tares are among us, they are not holy messengers, but they are the evil ones of deceit. We ask you, Father God, today to please hold in your hand those who honor you and love you and look to your wisdom to lead, guide, and direct their paths, that hold you up as the truth and not the world. Strengthen and renew them for the earth's are troubling times. And you've assured us that you would never leave us, even in the worst times of our distress, that if we keep our minds on higher things, on good things, that we would have a renewed mind in the Holy Spirit. And I pray this day that we would be able to walk through the confusing, cloudy days and realize that it's only a short time that we're here and we go into your eternal kingdom. I praise you for that, Father. Because in your word, you've said someday you will fold this world up and replace it, but you yourself will never change, and your years will never end. For long ago, God spoke in many different ways to our fathers through the prophets in visions and dreams and even face to face. He was telling them a little here and a little there about his plans for the future, about the sun that shines out with God's glory, that he regulates the universe by his mighty power and his commands, and he was the one who died to cleanse us. He cleared our record of sin, and then he went to heaven in great honor to the great God of heaven. And he was and is and will always be greater than the angels, as he proved the fact that he was the Son of God and that he came from his Father. What father has ever said, "You are my firstborn son, came to earth, let all the angels of God worship you"? The messengers, those servants made of a flaming fire, but Yahweh God, King, Son, says, "Your kingdom, O God, will last forever and ever. Its commands are always just and right. You love hate. You love right and hate wrong. In the beginning, you made the earth and the heavens. You are the work of the heavens are the works of your hands. They will disappear into nothingness, but you will remain forever." What angel did God say, "Come and sit on my right hand"? No, they are only spirit messengers to help and care for those who receive salvation. So we must not ever drift away from the truth of salvation. And those truths that were revealed in the beginning, the messages are true by signs and wonders and various miracles and by giving certain special abilities from the Holy Spirit to those who believe, who have eyes to see and ears to hear. God has assigned such gifts to each one of us. In the future world we are talking about, it will not be controlled by angels. And we have not yet seen all of what will take place. But we do see Jesus for a while, who was a little lower than the angels, crowned now by God with glory and honor because he suffered death for us. Because of God's great kindness, he was perfected and made a perfect leader, one fit to bring all into salvation. All who have been made holy by Jesus. For he says in the book of Psalms, "I will talk to my brothers about God, my Father, and together we will sing his praises." And did he say another time, "See here, here I am, I'm sitting with these children that God gave me"? And since we are God's children and we are human beings made of flesh and blood, he became flesh and blood too. So by being born in a human form, for only as human could he take and die to break the power of Satan. He died and took the power of death away. He delivered those who lived in fear all of their lives by the law as a slave in constant dread. He didn't become an angel. He became a Jew. He also became the high priest. A priest who would be both merciful to us and faithful to God in dealing with the sins of the people. God has set him apart. And he did that for all of you who are chosen for heaven. I want you to think now about this Jesus, who is God's messenger and high priest of our faith. For it was Jesus who was faithful to God and then was appointed high priest. he was made the high priest to be praised in the house of God. But Christ, God's faithful Son, is in complete charge of God's house. And don't you know, and isn't it true? And let's think about this. And we Christians are God's house. And doesn't he live in us, in the Holy Spirit, which he left an intrinsic part in us so that we would have no excuse in the day? If we keep our courage firm to the end. Yes. God was first angry, but then he sent his Son, who was bound by an oath in heaven. Speak to each other about these things every day while there is still time, so that none of you will become hardened against God, being blinded by the glamours of the sins of this earth. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God, just as we did when we first became Christians, then we will share in all that belongs to Christ and never forget today. If you hear God's voice speaking, do not harden your heart. He wants everyone he's speaking to not disobey him, but to trust in him. And to learn and to recognize that this is wonderful news. This is the message that God wants you to speak out on. Not doctrines of man. He wants you to understand this is what saves us. For only we who believe God can enter into his palace of rest. Those that didn't enter in didn't mix their faith with the Spirit in their faith. And he said, I have sworn in my anger that those who do not believe me will never get in. But he has set another time for coming in, and that time is now. And he announced this through King David long ago, saying, today when you hear him calling, please don't harden your heart. There is a full and complete rest still waiting for people of God. Christ has already entered there. He's there right now. He's resting from his work as he did. Just as God did after he created the world. Yes. For whatever God says to us is full of living power, it is sharper than the sharpest dagger, cutting swift deep into our innermost thoughts and the desires which with all their parts, he exposes us for what we really are, and he knows about everything. He knows about us. Nothing can be hidden from him. Nothing. And we will explain to him all that we have done. We will talk to Jesus, the Son of God, the great high priest in heaven, who understands our weaknesses and our temptations because he became human. But as he did, the Jewish priest, the high priest, he became merely a man, became a man here on earth, pleaded with God. He prayed with tears of blood, with agony to his soul. And it was the only one, he, who had that premature death that could save us. You alone have been saved by Christ if you believe him. But don't you know, if you don't believe you're only saved by the blood of Christ, you'll never be able to eat solid spiritual food and understand the deepest things of God's word and his world. Stop going over the same ground again, over and over, learning the same things becoming mature Christians. We not understand and recognize when a farmer's land has many showers upon it, a good crop grows up, has many blessings upon it. But if the land and if the crop and if the field keeps having thistles and thorns, it is then considered no good and is ready for condemnation and to be burnt off. But you have been given an anchor, a trustworthy part of heaven through your high priest, who has the honor and the rank of Melchizedek. He was the priest to the Most High God, without beginning, without end, without mother, without father, no record of his ancestor. He was never born and he never died. He had life from the beginning to the end, like the Son of God. He is the priest forever. He is Melchizedek. And he has the power to bless. It was the Jewish priests that were mortal, not Melchizedek. And God took an oath that Christ would always be that priest. Only to Christ did he say that the Lord is sworn and never will change his mind. You are a priest forever, the rank of Melchizedek. And what we are saying here is this: Christ, whose priesthood, as I have just described, as our high priest, and is in heaven at the place of greatest honor next to God himself, he's ministering in the temple of heaven. But the Jewish priests, in all of their symbols, that was just an earthly model. That was the old agreement, and it didn't work. Because if it would have, God himself would not have found fault with it. But he did. And then he said, the day will come when I will make a new agreement with the people of Israel and the people of Judah. This new agreement will not be like the old one. I gave it to their fathers on the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt. They did not keep their part in that agreement. So I canceled it. And I made a new agreement with the people of Israel. And now in that time, this new agreement between God and his people, there were rules for worshiping. There was a sacred tent. There were candlesticks. But that was put an end to. Then only the holy high priest could go into the sanctuary. But God himself has invited you into his sanctuary by giving you the Holy Spirit, by sprinkling you with his blood, by covering you with his own blood, and taking away your mistakes and sins for all the people that believe in him. And the Holy Spirit uses all of this to point out to us that under this old system, common people could not go into the Holy of Holies as long as the outer room of the entire system represents they were still there in that use. They were in the old system that did not work. For under the old system, gifts of sacrifices were offered. Old system dealt with rituals and rules. That was only provided to you to tide you over until God came with a new, better way. He went into a perfect tabernacle in heaven, not made by man or any part of this world. And once for all, he took the blood of that inner room, the Holy Holies, and sprinkled it on the mercy seat through his death. Do you not know and can you not understand that it is not by the blood of goats and calves that you are saved, but Jesus Christ who took his own blood himself to make sure you had eternal salvation? The blood of Christ will transform you in your lives and your hearts. And his sacrifice has freed us from the worry and the burden. We couldn't obey the old rule. And he doesn't want us to serve that rule because he gave us the eternal Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ who willingly died for your sin. And he is made perfect. He came and brought a new agreement and has invited you through this promise to rescue you from this penalty. And because of his death, this oath has gone into effect. This oath has gone into effect in the tent down here on earth and everything that is in it. Do you not understand that we are a copy yet of heaven and that everything that is copied in heaven is made pure by Moses being sprinkled by the blood of animals then? But because we are copies, we were made more perfect by the precious offerings of the blood of Jesus Christ, who entered into heaven itself to appear now before God as our friend. It was not in the earthly place of worship that God did this. For that was just a mere copy of the temple in heaven. He no longer has to offer himself over and over and over again. That old system, it was just a foretaste of the good things that Christ has done for us. That sacrifice is only under this old system that needed to repeat over and over again. We were slaves to those rules. We have been cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ and we no longer have guilt and it's been gone. We no longer have that guilt and that disobedience that we could never meet has been taken away by the blood of Christ. That's why Christ said as he came into the world, "Oh God, the blood of bulls and goats cannot satisfy you. You are not satisfied." So he canceled out the old system in favor of a far better one. And under this new plan, we have been forgiven and made clean by God's dying for us on the cross once and for all. So that now if anyone sins deliberately by rejecting the Savior after knowing the truth of forgiveness, the sin is no longer covered by God's death, and there's no way to get rid of it. But if you have faith, now you have confident assurance what's going to happen in your life. Men of God in days of old were famous about their faith. They believed in God. It was by faith that Abel obeyed God and brought an offering that pleased God more than Cain's. You could never please God without this faith. You must believe that there is a God and that he rewards those who sincerely, with a contrite heart, who hunger and thirst daily for the truth, will find him. Sarah too had faith. And because of this, she was able to become a mother of a great nation, God gave her what he promised, and he will certainly do that again. Yes, he certainly will do that again. Is it by faith that Isaac knew God would give future blessings to his two sons, Jacob and Esau? Yes. By faith, because she believed in God, did Rahab the harlot not die with all the others in her city when she refused to do. She believed God. She obeyed. She gave friendly welcomes to the spies. And since we have such a huge crowd of men of faith watching us from the grandstands, let us strip off anything that slows down or holds back our faith, especially those sins that wrap themselves so tightly around our feet and grip us that let us run. And let us run with patience this peculiar, odd race that we're on. And let us always keep our eyes on Jesus. He is our leader and our instructor. And don't be faint-hearted. Remember that God bled great drops of blood in his patience. Let God train you for what he's doing. For any loving father does for his children. If God doesn't punish you when you need it, you're not really God's son at all. Respect your fathers here on earth. We can see that if we live a right life, we'll see growth in grace and in our characters. Stay out of all quarrels. Seek to live a good, clean, holy life. Watch out that none of you becomes involved in sexual sin or becomes careless about God like Esau did. Traded his rights away for a single meal. And then he protested and pleaded and repented, but he didn't get his blessing back. Yes. This is the day. There is a terrible danger if we refuse to listen to God. Those Jewish fables will not lead you. Obeying Jewish laws can never help you. Under the system of Jewish laws, the high priest brought the blood of the slain animals into the sanctuary as a sacrifice for sin, and then the bodies of the animals were burnt. That is why Jesus suffered and died outside the city, where his blood washed away our sins. So let us go out to him beyond the city walls, for this world is not our home, and we're looking forward to our everlasting home in heaven. Don't forget to do good and share what you have with those in need. Brethren, please listen to what I've said. For there is only a short time. Spread the word. May the God of peace, who brought you out, and the Lord of Jesus, our Lord Jesus, equip you with all that you need to do his will. And may you all become great shepherds of sheep, made pure by this everlasting agreement and oath that Jesus Christ took. Be pleasing to him. Thanks for tuning in today. God bless you all. Hope to talk to you tomorrow.